Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
Praise the Lord, once again we have this pulpit exchange.
我们感谢神，我们今天能够讲台的讲员有变化。
I also thank Pastor Wong and Pastor Chongming for this opportunity.
我也感谢 王牧师和崇明牧师 给我这次机会。
And of course we heard earlier that Pastor Chongming will be preaching in EM later on.
早些你听到今天崇明牧师会去英文堂讲道。
Let's come together in prayer.
让我们一起来到神面前祷告。Father,
guide us in the proclamation of your word through the power of your Holy Spirit.
我们今天天父，谢谢你，求你今天借着你的圣灵亲自宣讲你自己的言语。We
pray that in your light we may see light.
让我们祷告，让我们今天借着你的光能够让我们见光。And
in your truth we may see, hear, and experience Jesus, Lord, our Lord.
也借着你，让我们今天能够亲自的遇见耶稣，让我们称他为我们自己的主。In
His name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. And now I'm going to ask Tony to read for us from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7.
弟兄姊妹，请听神的话语，在哥罗西书第二章六到七节。你们既然接受了主耶稣，主基督耶稣。 就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。If
you can just leave that screen on, that'll be great. We'll be looking at two verses today.
我们今天会看这个屏幕上的两节。First,
I want to give you a little bit of a context of the book of Colossians.
首先我想给大家介绍一下哥罗西书写的背景。The
Apostle Paul is responding in the book of Colossians to some false teachers making inroads in the church of in Colossae.
保罗在这里面是讲的是关于一些这个假教师，当他们在这哥罗西教会讲的这个不正确的经。And
what these false teachers teach is that the gospel isn't enough to have a full life, to have deliverance in life.
这些讲教师所传的，就是说，他认为，福音在我们的生命中还不够，还没有办法完全的，给我们赐新的生命。They
teach that they need more and deeper knowledge as well as more religious practices.
他们讲的就是信徒需要有更多更深的知识，还有更多的宗教性的仪式。And
that's why Paul had to write to respond to this problem.
所以保罗就是针对这样的一个问题写了这封书信。And
his answer so far in the book in Colossians is the supremacy and the sufficiency of Christ.
他在这个截止到目前为止，他在哥罗西书所讲的，就是说，耶稣基督他自己的这个超然和他自己的完全。Therefore,
he tells believers in these verses, these two verses here, that what it means to live under the supremacy and sufficiency of Christ.
他就借着刚才我们读的这两节来向这个信徒解释，到底在基督里面，这个在基督里面到底是何等的完全，是什么意思？What
it means to receive Christ.
到底接受基督到底是什么意思？
Some of you know these verses very well because they've been these are famous verses. Sometimes we see them in our church annual verses, right?
我知道我们弟兄姊妹中有人可能对这两节经文非常的熟悉，因为有的时候在我们，比如说每年读经的这个经文里面，可能就包括了这两节。And
these two verses, in fact, they are kind of like a thesis statement of the entire book of Colossians.
这两节就好像是这个整个哥罗西书的这个摘要的这个宣告一样。
They tell us what we need to know about our faith and how we need to respond to live out our faith.
他告诉我们，就是我们要懂得我们的信仰到底是什么意思，然后活出我们的信仰又如何行。
And it is through these two things that we see what it means to be an authentic, true Christian.
借着这两节，我们也可以知道到底是做一个真实的基督徒是什么样。
And that's the topic I want to explore today.
这也是我今天所想讲的。
Let me share with you this. I read that some research psychiatrists have found that there are at least three situations when people are not themselves.
我读过就是关于这个精神卫生的专家他们所做的研究说，在三种情况下， 我们这个人可能就是不是我们本人。
The first is that average person puts on air, meaning they puff up when visiting a lobby of a fancy hotel.
第一种就是比如说我们每个人去如果去一个非常好的一个这个宾馆的话，我们可能会假装不是我们自己，好像我们比自己更厉害。
Second is that the typical person, Jane or John Doe, who tries to hide his or her emotion and bamboozle or try to trick the car salesman in the new car showroom.
第二个可能就是我们每一个人，比如说你去一个卖新车的车行，你就是装出一副样子，不想让卖车的人销售看出你自己真实的想法。
And the third, the research psychiatrist point out that some of us, people like us, when we take our seat in the church, some of us are really trying to fake out the Almighty God and other people as well.
第三种情况就是，就像我们这些基督徒，有的时候我们来到教会，我们选择座位的时候，我们就会装出一个样子，就是让别人看出来，可能我们或者是这个非常虔诚的信徒。
We try to fake out what we really believe deep down about our Christian faith and how we live our Christian life.
就是我们很多时候我们会假装好像让别人看出来，但不想让别人看出来我们实上内心深处到底是什么样的基督徒。
Some Christians who call themselves Christians are simply driven by the need to be known and to be known as Christians and to be viewed by others as Christians.
有很多时候我们基督徒就是做出来的，只是想让别人看着觉得我们是基督徒。
But when in reality there is no authenticity behind it.
但在事实上，可能我们这样的做法没有任何的这个真实性。
And I sure hope this isn't the case for any of us sitting here.
我当然不希望这是我们每个人的光景。
But what does it mean to be an authentic Christian?
但到底做一个真实的基督徒是什么意思？
Well, these verses give us the answer.
这两节就给了我们答案。
There are three points of this answer.
这里面有三点。
First, it's authenticity in receiving Christ.
第一个就是在接受了主基督的这个真实性。
Second, authenticity in walking in Christ.
第二个就是按基督而行的这个真实性。
And third, authenticity in expressing Christ.
第三个就是我们在表达耶稣基督是我们的真实性。
Let's look at them one by one.
我们就一点一点的来看。
Authenticity in receiving Christ.
首先，真实的接受了主基督。
Now, genuine and authentic Christian faith must always start with a full understanding of what it means to receive Christ Jesus the Lord, verse 6.
那我们知道这个真实性其实它就取决于我们到底有多了解。 接受主耶稣基督是什么意思？
And this receiving isn't merely an acknowledgement of like receiving data, like saying like Roger this, Roger that, or I got this.
这个接受不是说好像是我们接受到了新的数据一样。
In other words, we're not talking about receiving head knowledge.
我们不是说只是在头脑上的这个接受这样一个知识。
The Greek verb to receive in this context conveys the technical meaning of students in the ancient time receiving a tradition or teaching, passing on to them by their teachers.
这个在希腊文里面的这个传统，这个接受，它其实就是一个学生从老师里面领受了老师，就是一代一代的传给他们的。
And from that teaching, they would live according to that teaching with strong conviction.
从老师所传的道，这个学生要继续的，要蛮有信心的，要活出，要遵守这样的道。
And what the Colossians and us as well today receive from the apostle is nothing less than the teaching of Christ's death for our sins. We are talking about the gospel here.
在这里面这个领受的就是要完全的要知道，就是耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
Paul speaks very clearly about that in chapter 1 already.
这个保罗在第一章里面已经很清楚地讲了，就是这个福音。
And for any teaching to turn into tradition, into someone's life pattern, this receiving must be the receiving into the heart.
让这个就是任何一个道，如果它变成你的一个传承，变成你的行为的一个习惯，这个领受肯定是要从心里面完全的接受。
In other words, to receive Christ Jesus the Lord must be experienced personally inside the heart, not just in the head.
也就是说，接受了主耶稣基督，不仅仅是要在头脑上，肯定是心里面要真实的领受。
But it has implication.
但这里面它是有有后果的。
Well, first, when Paul calls Jesus Christ Jesus the Lord in verse 6, he doesn't merely mean he is our boss or master. He definitely means it. He definitely is our boss and master. And I'll say more about that in a minute.
在保罗在第六章说，称这个主基督耶稣，他讲的意思不仅仅是说他是主耶稣好像是我们的这个领导是我们的老板。当然他也他确实也是我们的老板，是我们的这个，是我们的上级。
But it is also a term that alludes to the name of God in the Old Testament, Adonai, Yahweh, the Lord.
但是在更多的里面，他这里面保罗这里面所指的，其实就是在旧约里面我们对神的各种各样的称呼，比如说亚维这样。
That's the name that God revealed to Moses in Genesis 3.
这是在这个创世纪第三章里面神显现给摩西的。
In other words, what Paul is saying that Jesus is the absolute almighty and sovereign God. He's the creator, the giver, the sustainer, the deliverer, all, the ruler of all of life.
这也就是说其实保罗在这里面指的这个耶稣基督就是神，他就是那个创造者，他也是维系者，他是提供者，他也是释放我们的。
Again, this is something that Paul talks about already in chapter 1.
这个在保罗在第一章其实已经讲过了。
And if Jesus is the almighty and sovereign ruler of all of life, then of course, he should be our boss, he should be our master, right?
如果耶稣基督确实是这个世上这个所有万物的这个统治者，他确实也应该是我们的老板，对吗？
And for those, perhaps you, who only want Jesus as your savior, so thatYou would have peace and tranquility to know that you would go to heaven rather than hell someday. And because of that, you don't let Christ to have full control of your life, like your finances, your career, or your marriage, or relationship, etc.
所以对，如果我们弟兄姊妹只是希望耶稣基督只是我们的救主，这样的话我们可以心安理得的好像将来可以上天堂，但是又不愿意接受耶稣基督在我们生活的各个方面掌控我们的话，
For those people, the title Lord is almost like just like a lip service.
如果只是我们的这个所谓的这个主只是这样的话，那我们称他这个主就好像只是我们动一动嘴巴这样一件轻而易举的事。
Do you know what your problem is?
你知道这样做的一个问题是什么吗？
Deep down, you don't very much want to be saved from all your sins, only from sin's penalty.
这个就是说，这个他的意思其实，如果我们是这样的话。其实就是我们在内心深处并不愿意好像真的被主耶稣基督就是拯救，我们只是想让他拯救我们，不要让我们受罪的责罚，但是不愿意让他拯救我们的罪，把我们从罪中拯救出来。
In other words, you still want sin more than Christ.
也就是说其实你还是想要可能行恶胜过想要基督。
You're still trapped by your own sin desire, your desire to sin.
在这时候世上我们还是被罪的这个诱惑所捆绑。
Authentically calling Jesus as Lord means that he has the unquestioned authority and right to rule over you, us.
如果是一个真实的要称耶稣基督做我们救主这样的话，是真实的能够期盼他能够在我们的生命中掌管我们的一切。
And because of that, we must submit to him in all areas of our life, not just when we think of heaven and hell.
因此就是我们是应该在我们生命中的各方面都委身给神的，不只是说好像只是天堂和地狱的事情。
We must submit to him at our home, at work, in school, in our friend circles, and everywhere, anywhere.
我们应该是比如说在我们的工作中，在我们的朋友圈里面，在任何事和所有事上都委身于他。
In our parenting, in our child rearing, in our understanding of sex, our understanding of money, and how we spend our time.
就好像是在我们这个教养子女甚至是这个性，甚至是我们的这个财政各个方面都要委身于他。
Anything and everything.
就是在任何事所有的事上。
So what does it look like, right? If Christ indeed is our Lord, what should that look like?
那如果基督确实是我们的主的话，我们的生活应当如何呢？
Well, You will begin to see things, all things in life, not just from your own value or from your own perspective.
那你会在任何事情上不只是靠你自己的一个价值观来看。
You will begin to know, to see things not just from how you feel about it or how certain things in life you feel should rightly belong to you about, like, this is my career, this is my degree, this is my house, my.
在任何事情上你也不只是凭自己的这个感觉、就好像不论是你的学历还是你的工作。
By the way, these are the things that you think makes life worth living.
你不会觉得这些所有都是你好像属于你自己的。这样的话、你才会得到一个这样的价值观，就是不是说、你的生活就是 因此而活。
But if you know that Christ Jesus indeed is your Lord, you will learn to recalibrate your value system, your perspective to the Lord's perspective, to His value.
如果你真的接受了主耶稣基督的话，你会重新校正自己的这个价值观，让他来真正的做主。
What's so good about that?
那样的话有什么好处呢？
Because you will come to realize through the gospel that only in Christ alone you are free.
因为借着这个福音，你才会知道，只有在基督里面，你才是真正的自由。
Not only from the penalty of sin, but also from sin's control of your life, from being trapped by your own sinful desires.
不只是在这个罪的惩罚上你得到了自由，更重要的是，你不再受罪的捆绑。
From being trapped by hatred, by envy, by jealousy, by lust, by greed, by covetousness.
不再是就是还是陷在以前的，比如说、嫉妒、纷争、或者是欲望里面。
You are free because you are in Christ.
你在基督里面得到了真正的自由。
And so now, with His power of resurrection in you, you can make choices now that would truly please and honor Christ as your Lord.
借着耶稣基督复活的大能，你可以做那些真正的是、令神满意的决定。
And you will truly benefit others as well as yourself.
你可以真正的就是这个益人也可以对自己有益处。
So, authenticity of receiving Christ means a full-orbed reception of Jesus as your Lord in your life.
所以接受耶稣基督救主，他的意思就是你完全的接受耶稣在你的生命中。
It is not a simplistic understanding of him being your savior from hell alone.
不只是说他就是把你从这个将来下地狱这样的事情要拯救出来。
Now, what does it look like in real life? How do we live it out?
那我们怎么活出来呢？
And I'll turn to my second point here, authenticity in walking in Christ.
那我们就看第二点，就是如何这个真实的遵他而行。
Well, as you know, the first point I just talked about is about what we need to know about our faith.About, you know, when we call Jesus Lord.
那我们第一点是在讲了，就是接受主耶稣基督对我们的信心是到底是什么意思。
This second point is about how we need to live out our faith.
第二点是我们如何活出我们的信心。
It is actually, it's just a one word answer. The word is walk. Walk.
那这个其实答案也非常简单，就一个字，行。
Verse 6. It literally means to liveAnd to continue to follow, if there are other English translations that do a really good job explaining it.
那这个第六节其实我们的翻译很好，就是遵他而行。
The idea is that you are to walk or behave in your life according to and consistent with what you have been first taught and received by you from the beginning. From the beginning.
他的意思就是我们这个所行的就应该是从起初我们所领的道。
What have you received from the beginning?
那么最开始我们到底领受什么样的道呢？
The gospel, Christ.
就是福音，就是基督。
And that's not human knowledge. That's not really ideas. That's not really philosophies.
这个不是人的智慧，也不是这个世界的哲学。
We need to continue in the gospel and in the gospel alone.
我们要必须是在这个爱的福音里面，行在爱的福音里面。
John Calvin says this, and I quote,Having once received Christ will be of no advantage to anyone unless they remain in him.
就像约翰加尔文所讲的，就是你接受过基督并不意味着你就有多大的这个优势，但是重要的其实是你真正在里面所行。
Authentic Christian life demands that we continue as we have begun.
这个真实的这个信心，其实就是说，让我们在坚持不懈的在我们起初所领的道上面坚持。
And that continuing is to walk.
这个坚持就是要遵他而行。
And to live out the gospel.
然后活出来我们所接受的福音。
So how do we walk?
那我们应该怎么而行
？Paul tells us in these verses.
保罗在这里面讲了。
He gives us three participles.
他给我们大概就是有三个原则。
分词。
分词。
Okay. Participles are 分词。Okay. In English and Greek, because Chinese, I don't know if they have participles. In English and Greek, these are verb adjectives.
对，我们汉语没有分词，这个英文有，就是把动词变成加个 ing 这样的。
Yeah, they are used to modify. They are verbs used to modify another main verb.
他们用这样的一个形式来这个修饰主要的这个动词。
So the three participles we have here is rooted, build up, and established. 生根。建筑 坚固
对 这三个分词就对生根建造和坚固
and all three can be understood in different voices right in Greek they also have voices I'm giving you a little grammar lesson here they're in what voices they're in they're in reflexive and passive voice I'll explain in a minute
好那个许牧师在这里面就是要给我们讲一点语法因为这个在希腊文里面它的每一个都有一些这个语法方面的这个细微的差别。
This is important to know. This is, I will make a point. Don't worry.
对，这个很重要，对我们理解这段经文。
Reflexive voice means that you do something to yourself. In other words, for example, you brush your teeth. That's something you do to yourself. That's reflexive.
第一种就是我不知道翻译的好不好，就是这种所谓的我们的反应性的这样的一个口气。
Passive voice would be like is basically something that's done to you. So 被动。
如果是被动的那个口气，就是有施予者施加在我们身上的。
This is important to know because this tells us that we need to be rooted by God in Christ as well as to root ourselves in Christ. You get that?
这里面就是说，第一，我们这个生根是在借着神生根，然后另外我们自己也要生根。
We need to be built up by God as well to build ourselves up in Christ.
一方面我们又被神所建造另外我们要自己在主耶稣基督里面有建造
we need to be established in the faith by God as well as to establish ourselves in the faith
信心的这个坚固也是我们在被神在信心上有坚固同时我们要自己坚固我们的信心
in other words authenticity in walking in Christ involves both God's sovereignty as well as our responsibility human responsibility
所以这个里面这个遵他而行这个真实性既牵扯到了神的主权因为是他带我们另外又牵扯到我们自己的责任就是我们自己要努力
Let's look at each participle one by one
那我们看一看这个我们一个一个的看一下这三个分词
First, rooted Rooted is a word that came from agricultural world
第一个就是生根这个从农业来的这样一个词
Paul basically uses it to, here to indicate two things two importance of this one participles
那个保罗在这里面要讲两方面两点。
First, he wants to point using rooted. He wants to point out stability.
第一个，他讲生根，其实是他想强调这个稳定性。
The deeper the roots are, the stronger the tree can stand, right?
我们知道这个根越深，这个树也能够站得更稳。
We have all, we all know the kind of devastating destruction a powerful hurricane or tornado can do.
我们知道那种威力巨大的这个飓风或者台风可以有什么破坏力
We have seen Ian and Fiona this year and what they have done to houses, to buildings, even bridges. You saw a bridge got torn down by the hurricane.
今年我们就看过比如说这个飓风 Ian 或者是 Fiona 我们能看到连桥都可以吹倒
Have you ever noticed that there are always some trees around in, when you see these footages and pictures there's still some trees around standing
但是 你可能也在这个图像中看到虽然经过飓风但是总有一些树还能够站立得稳
Why?
为什么呢
Because they have strong roots deep roots
因为这些树有非常深的根
They can withstand the life storm that can break a building, a bridge, even a person.
这些以至于他们可以这个承受得了这种能够在生命里面巨大的风暴。
And remember this one thing very important: roots don't grow fast. do they?
但你记住有一点很重要，根长得并不快，对不对？
Therefore, you need to be patient.
所以我们需要耐心，他要花时间让这个根能够生根。
The second reason Paul uses the word rooted is because of the metaphor of has to do with this getting the primary source of nutrient in life.
第二点，这个保罗在这里面用生根这个词，他其实是用一个比喻，就是告诉我们如何能够获汲取营养。
In other words, it's not just you just rooted in anything, but you have to be rooted in something specific. In this case, in Christ.
换句话说，不是我们要在任何事情上生根，在这个具体的上面是让我们在基督里面生根。
That's how a tree is nourished primarily.
这其实也就是神不也就是一棵树如何汲取营养的方式。
That's how also how we as Christians are nourished.
这也是我们作为基督徒如何汲取营养的方式。
And so how do we do that?
我们如何做呢？
Get into the Word. That's how you know Christ.
就是要看神的话语，这是我们如何认识耶稣的方法。
Don't go to other resources. Don't try other methods. Don't try to use extra information. Don't use other people's knowledge, new ideas.
不要再去寻求其他的这个方法，或者是资源，或者是借着他人的方法。
Get into the Word to know Christ.
真正的能够自己读神的话语来了解耶稣基督。
The second participle, build up.
好，第二个分词，我们是在讲建造。
A house that is not supported by a foundation quickly falls to ruin.
我们知道没有地基的一个房子很容易坍塌。
And that foundation, of course, must be Christ, found only in the gospel.
那这样的一个我们知道我们这样的一个这个一个这个基础的话，就是应该是借着耶稣基督，然后再扎根于神的话语里面。
Christ should be the only foundation that we build upon, nothing else.
我们应该知道我们的基督是我们唯一的根基，没有任何其他的。
Nothing of the world, of ourselves, of our intellect, our knowledge, nothing.
这个包括我们自己的才智，或者我们自己的这个财富，没有任何一个可以作为我们的根基。
In addition, wouldn't it be a shame if you, being a builder yourself, because you also building, remember I was saying that not just God's building you up, you also build yourself. Wouldn't it be a shame if you as being a builder, don't take the time to build and don't use good materials to build?
就是另外一个，你也可以想想，如果你是一个建造房屋的人，如果你不愿意花时间，不愿意用好的材料来建造房屋的话。
And so when hurricanes, life storm hits you, like sickness and relationship turmoil and money issues, when these things hit, guess what's going to happen?
那如果在生命中的风暴不管是疾病还是其他的事情，当这些风暴来临的时候，
you will come crashing down, you will fall away, your faith will wither.
你这样的一个建造人可能就会跌倒你自己的这个信心可能也就不见了。
Again, we're talking about it takes time to build, and it also takes good materials to build.
那我们刚才讲了，如果要建造的话，第一要花时间，第二要花材料，好的材料。
Time in the Word of God.
要在神的话语里面花时间。
Third participle.
第三个分词。
Established in the faith. Established in the faith.
坚固信心。
This participle conveys the idea of reinforcement and strengthening together.
那这个坚固信心，它的意思就是要强化，要加强。
Essentially, this third participle is the combined idea of being rooted and plus growing or building up in Christ.
那它其实是把前面两点，就是生根和这个建造，把它综合起来。
Now, so what does it look like?
那看起来应该是什么样子呢？
Well, if you look at it from the Colossians perspective,
如果你从这个哥罗西教会的人的这个角度来看的话。
It would take considerable courage for them to live out their faith.
那其实从他们的角度来讲的话，是需要很大的勇气才能活出他们的信心。
Because they would have to call Christ as the Lord, right?
因为他们得叫这个基督叫他们自己的救主。
And people back then, the Romans are not allowed to just call anybody's Lord because only what? Only Caesar is Lord.
那在当时的话，这些罗马人的这个统治下，人们是不可以随便叫其他人做自己的主的，只能叫这个凯撒。
And if you are going to call Christ as your Lord, you're going to be risking personal, social, political, even fatal consequences in your life.
那当时的人如果 叫基督为主的话，那你可能在社会上、在政治上，可能都会受到很大的压力。
And also in the first century, nobody else would believe that there was only one God besides the Jews and Christians.
而且事实上，在一世纪的时候，除了这个犹太人或者基督徒的话，可能没有人认为，这个世上只有一位神。
Everybody out in the world think there are multiple gods for different places, for different occasions.
这个世上的其他人认为，在不同的地方有很多的神。
That's not too different from our world today, by the way.
这个好像跟我们今天这个世界是不是也没有太大的区别呢？
And so to authentically confess Christ as your Lord, your only Lord, and to walk in Him would cause a lot of troubles in life.
所以你要真切的要叫耶稣基督你自己的主的话，要行在他里面，事实上是要对你是让你付上巨大的代价的。
And you will be dealing with all kinds of rejections.
你可能会被别人排斥
Maybe even persecution.
甚至被破坏
And you can imagine that the same thing that happened today, because you're going to be living so differently in your life.
就像今天一样，你也可以想象，这个意味着你要活得非常的不一样。
It would affect our personal life, our friends, our family, our work, our school.
会影响我们个人的生活，我们的家庭，我们的朋友，我们的工作，还有我们在学校。
And I know this is really, really hard.
我知道这其实是很难的。
But it really takes courage.
确实是需要极大的勇气。
And to give an example, I remember about 32 years ago when I was in a sophomore in my college in Temple University, where I went.
我给你们一个许牧师他本人的例子，大概在32年前，当我在这个天普大学，在费城的一个大学。
My school was on strike. The teachers went on strike.
当时我在大学里面的老师正好在罢工。
They were fighting for wages, better wages, and benefits.
他们就是罢工的原因是想要这个更好的工资、更好的待遇。
Back then, I have absolutely no idea what's going on. I just got into the country. I just wanted to go to school and learn. I wanted to go to class.
但当时我就是刚来这个国家没有多久，移民到这个国家，所以我根本不了解。我只是想好好的学习。
I didn't know what they were fighting for.
我也不知道他们为什么要罢工。
And every day, guess what? I just kept going to class, crossing the picket line, and I got yelled at by my classmates, my friends, giving me a lot of pressure. Why are you still going to class?
所以当时我每天的话，我继续就是跨过所谓的那个警戒线，非要去上课。有的时候导致于说，我的一些朋友甚至就是对我很不满，因为他们都是支持罢工的。
I just wanted to learn. I just wanted to go to class.
但是我其实当时的目的很简单，就是想学习，想去上课。
I wouldn't cave into the pressure, but guess what?
我不愿意屈服于当时的压力，但是
that's not courage.
但是我不叫那个叫勇气。
That's ignorance of the truth and selfishness.
其实那个是因为无知和自私导致的勇气。
There are plenty of Christians and believers out there who lived and walked against social and peer pressures, all because they are truly convicted by the truth of the gospel.
但是有无数的基督徒每天在外面能够活出自己的信仰，有极大的勇气，是因为他们真实的知道自己的信念。
There are moments in life that is important enough to stand against those around you in the world.Who don't know, who don't care, and don't understand, and not convicted by the truth of the gospel.
在我们在生活中会有很多这样的时刻，我们需要有勇气来面对，就是周围这些对我们的信仰不知道也不了解，没有任何知识这样的人的压力。
And we are called to take courage to stand against that.
神呼召我们，让我们有勇气来对抗。
And our courage must come from us authentically receiving Christ Jesus the Lord in our heart.
我们这样的勇气其实来自于我们内心里面真实接受了耶稣基督以后。
And here's the point.
现在这里面有一个重点。
Jesus can only be your courage and strength only because He is Lord. He is Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督能够真正的变成我们的勇气，是因为他确实是一位真实的一个主。
He is the Almighty and Sovereign God.
他确实是有全能的这个神。
He took on human flesh to come and to die for us.
他取了这个人的这个肉体的形象，甚至为我们而死。
He gave his life to us so that we can be with him.
他把自己的生命给我们，以致让我们能够在永生里面和他在一起。
And now he promised that he's going to give his power to us so that we may walk in him and be rooted and build up in him and establish in the faith.
现在他又给我们这样的应许，让我们在他里面能够生根建造，能够坚固我们的信心。
So the point is, the question for you is, do you genuinely believe in Christ Jesus the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你是真实的接受耶稣基督做你的救主吗？
Finally, third point, authenticity in expressing Christ.
那最后一点我想再讲，我们如何真实的来表述耶稣基督。
Authentic Christian faith has to be taught, learned, received, and walked and lived out.
那我们知道真实的信仰其实是应该 有被教导，然后我们也愿意接受，而且甚至行出来。
And the result should be that our life would be overflowing with thankfulness, abounding in thanksgiving.
那作为这样一个信仰的一个反应，是我们在生命里面能够流露出来这样的恩典，能够流露出来这样的丰富。
That's what verse 7 says.
就好像第七节所讲的。
So we hear in the verse 7 we have another participle.
第七节其实还有另外一个分词。
The participle is abounding.Abandoning,
overflowing. 对，就是我这个翻译是用增长。
Now, this remember I told you earlier about the voices in the Greek tense. Well, this time this is an active voice, not in passive, not reflexive.
那我们刚才我讲了，就是在这个希腊文里面，它这个分词的这个口气，那这个里面的这个你们的信心也更增长了。这个口气它是一个主动的。
Well, if it is active, it means that it is actually coming from us doing to other people.
这个它的主动的这个口气就显示出我们这个增长其实是来自我们的，来去影响我们周围的人。
And this participle, this function, is to modify what we were taught in the previous course. What we were taught.
这个分词也是对我们前面被教导的来进行一个修饰。
So the result of what we've been taught, that is the gospel, should be us actively giving thanks to God for the overflowing abundant grace that He has given us, that we have received.
那我们从这个我们领受的这个福音在我们身上，要主动的让我们能够把这样的把这样的生命活出来，把这样的这个信心也感谢的心就是增长。
This is such a contrast to what our world tells us that we need other things, we need to fill our lives with other things, with wealth and comfort, etc., etc.
这个跟世界上所讲授的，让我们要多多的，比如说要增长财富，如何的，这个享受，形成一个鲜明的对比。
Paul is saying that if you receive Christ as your Lord and you walk in Him, your life would be overflowing withThanksgiving to God, like a flooding river bursting forth.
那保罗在这里面讲，我们接受主耶稣基督，我们遵他而行的话，事实上我们自己的生命里面，我们这个感恩的心就是会增长，就像那种滔滔不绝的水一样。
You'll be overflowing with gratitude, which is joy and satisfaction.
那我们这样一个感谢的心，就是。滔滔不绝的这个感谢的心，其实就是我们的喜乐和我们的满足。
Only a deep understanding of God's grace in Christ in your life can make that happen.
只有你能够深深的理解神在你生命中的恩典的话，才能够赐给你这样一个感谢的心。
Because you no longer have to look to yourself or to the world, to other resources to find happiness and joy anymore.
因为只有这样的话，你才不用再去在自己身上或者在世界上寻找那个让你喜乐满足的事情了。
What a relief this is.
那我们从这儿我们能够学到什么呢？
If you truly understand God's grace in Christ, you know that Christ Jesus has not only took care of your sin punishment on the cross.
如果你真的理解神的恩典的话，你知道他的恩典不只是说让耶稣基督就是在十字架上好像带走你的罪。
He has not only took care of the sin control in your life,
他也不仅仅是就是解决了就是我们被罪捆绑的这个问题,
but he has also given you new resurrection power, new life to flourish in him, to enjoy him, to enjoy good things in this life.
更加的是他神其实赐给我们这样一个复活的一个能力，让我们在凡事上能够以他为乐。
All good things in this life, all proper things in this life are for us to enjoy are from Christ the Lord. Remember, the sovereign God himself.
我们在这个世上，我们一切的，我们的一切其实是最终其实让我们自己，来得到满足，然后以我们的神为满足。
But we have to remember, these good things that we receive now, they are not the ultimate.
但是我们应该知道，我们目前所有的，这个也它不是最终的一个目的。
They are there to point us to Jesus.
这一切其实就是向我们指明，其实是指向耶稣的。
To point us to His goodness.
指明这个耶稣基督自己的好。
So we need to be active to let our gratitude of God's grace overflow our life to bless others.
所以我们要主动的，真的是让我们自己对神的这个感恩能够在我们的生命中能够洋溢。
To bless others with the gospel, with joy and with thanksgiving.
也这个借着这个借着福音和借着这个感恩，能够来给别人带来好处。
Let me end with this.
最后我想这样来结束。
I'm sure most of you know what high def television is, right?
我想大家都知道这个高分辨率的电视是什么。
I mean, you probably have several of them at home, and you can see the clarity on TV. You can see all the details nowadays, everything.
那你有可能有的弟兄姊妹在家里面就有好几台这样的电视，你能够很清楚的能够看到各种各样的细节。
What you might not know is how much high-def television have changed how TV shows are being produced.
但是你可能不知道的是，这个高分辨率的这个电视如何改变了这个电视的制作。
When low-tech TV was still around, TV studios could, metaphorically speaking, get away with murder.
以前在那个分辨率很低的时候，我给大家打一个不恰当的比喻而言的话，甚至可能就是那些谋杀可能都能够通过这个低分辨率的这个电视设置掩盖起来。
What I mean is that actors and newscasters they could wear.Huge, thick makeup to cover up all the blemishes, to hide the pimples and scars, whatever.
对，我的意思就是，比如说分辨率很低的时候，你这些演员可以通过很厚的这个化妆来遮掩自己，比如说脸上的各种的斑或者是伤疤。
They can use cheap printouts of wood pattern as background.
他可以用很便宜的这种材料来给你做一个好的，好像很好看的背景。
But low-tech TV cannot detect it. You will never see it in the old days.
但是当时这个低分辨率的电视，它是不会让观众能够看出来这些区别的。
But when high-tech TV came around, everything's changed.
但是当高分辨率的这个电视出来以后，所有这一切都得变了。
Television personalities facing an unforgiving high-def camera, kind of like when we come before God, He sees everything of us. We have to change.
当一个这个当一个这个电视剧或电视主持人来到高分辨率的这个摄像机前的时候，就好像是我们这个基督徒要来到神的面前。
God sees the full you and your entire person. You cannot hide it. There's nothing you can do about it.
神能够看到我们的全人，所以以至于我们没有任何可以这个遮掩或者是逃避的。
He sees not just the you whom you present yourself to other people in front of them.
神看到的不只是我们呈现给别人的样子。
Nor does he just see the one you present yourself here on Sunday?
也不只是我们这个星期天想让别人看到我们的样子。
So with this understanding, what are you gonna do about your sins, your weaknesses, about your shame, about your fear, things that other people don't know? What are you gonna do about that?
那我们知道这样一个事实以后，你想过没有？我们如何来对付自己的这个罪还有对付自己的过犯，对付自己的这个一切的这个弱点？
How are you going to deal with the full picture of you, the entire you, the sinful you?
我们如何能够面对我们这样一个完全的人，完全的一个罪人这样的一个景象？
There's only one way.
只有一个方法。
Authentically receive Christ, receive God's grace.
就是真实的接受 接受基督，接受神的恩典。
Receive Christ Jesus as the Lord.
真实的接受耶稣基督做我们的主。
And walk in Him through His gospel grace.
按照他福音里面的这个恩典，遵他而行。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father and our God, we give thanks and praise to you for your precious gospel.
我们的天父，我们感谢你宝贵的福音。
As we reflect upon these verses,
当我们今天在这些经文上反想的时候，
we recognize how often that we don't measure up to what you require of us.
我们意识到时常我们没有办法达到你的标准。
We have lost sight of Christ and we have been impatient in our spiritual growth.
我们不仅仅是对这个基督视而不见，甚至我们自己也很长时间没有进步。
And we ask that you will shatter all the idols within our hearts.
我们能够希望你能够今天能够在我们心里面能够鉴察我们的心。
Help us to turn to Christ and find joy in Him.
让我们能够转向耶稣基督，能够找到喜乐。
In His glorious name, we pray.
奉他荣耀的名，我们祷告。
Amen.